Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, a little special Saturday episode. Joined by Randy Engston, number one. And special guest over here, Mr. Matt Weaver. How are you, sir?
Doing awesome. Happy to be here today.
He's got the sound effects. All right, so Matt flew in specifically for the podcast. I said, dude, you got to get on this podcast ASAP. I think you've been on the show once. So this is a repeat guest. We don't have many repeat guests. Maybe Rick Mayo's a repeat guest. Maybe Shauna. And now Matt Weaver. Yeah. You're on the Hall of Fame, bro.
I'm going to be like this. I'm shooting to be like the Saturday Night Live eight-time participant
repeat.
One day.
There we go.
Reason Matt's here today, we're going to talk lead generation strategies. I know that if you were to ask 100 gym owners in a room, what do you need right now to win? What do you need? What is the one thing that it's holding you back? And they're going to say, I need more leads. And so... Let's bring an expert on and talk about leads. But before we do that, Matt, let's go ahead and give a quick background. Like, how the hell did you get here?
Well, in your studio, in your world, I've been working with you, Tim, and Randy for at least 5 years now.
Yep.
And I've been in the gym business for 17 years. And how I got connected with you guys is through one of your courses, GPS, years and years ago, and now I've been a multi-year member of the Iron Circle, of course.
Of course.
But the gym industry is a 2006 entry, and 12 doors of business since then.
Fantastic. Wow. So you've been running. I know you had a real successful model for a long time, and you kind of changed some stuff up recently. I know, because just kind of where you're at in life, owning buildings and what's next down the road. Let's get into the shift between, obviously been running gyms, and now what are you doing? You're running an agency, which is, I don't envy you. Guess what? Everybody knows our story.
Oh yeah.
We gave up that, a while back, cause we just weren't into running ads for people anymore. We wanted to get it more into strategies, but, there's a pretty cool story about how you kind of created this. Why don't you get into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the most unlikely agency owner. Don't want to be a guru. And really keeping my nose down, running my businesses. And my business is a portfolio company, vertically integrated, got the gyms, got the real estate, got the supplement company, got the supporting services around my gyms, and get pulled into some of these things out of necessity, right? And necessity here is I probably worked with 50 plus agencies over a 6-year time. For location one, location two, I could handle all of my own digital marketing. Location 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 came in a span of 3 years. I needed help.
Yep.
But nobody I hired did the thing that I was doing successfully before I hired them. And I had some pockets of performance from different agencies where I'd get some good wins, and then things would crash and burn really ugly. And what I found was most of these agencies were one-man shows, somebody living in their mom's basement, and I'm running a $9 million a year enterprise on somebody running Facebook ads.
Yeah, who took a $97 course one time, and now they're
that's
specialist.
That's the knock on agencies. I mean, you get hit up too on our DMs. Cold outreach. Hey, who's running your stuff? We'd love to do this for you. Like, of course you would. But like, who the hell are you? You just started. I mean, you look like you're 12. Like, you know what I mean?
You got three Instagram posts. You got no followers yourself, but you could definitely do ours better.
Yeah. I love that. You want 10,000 followers. You look at theirs. It's like 12. Like, what's going on here? Anyways, keep going. Sorry.
Well, I mean, when you're looking for help, things look like help.
Sure.
And so gym owners like myself are like, you can help me? Okay, I'll give this a chance. I'll give this a chance. And time after time, you're giving people a chance to screw up your business, to screw up your results.
Or to test with your money.
Realistically, that's what I found over and over again. So I was reluctantly dragged to this party. And I realized I couldn't do it myself. I can do it, but I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. So I built a team of virtual assistants around me to support myself and my gyms. And their job was to be an agency for my results transformation centers. Period. Full stop. I don't want to help anybody else. I've got too big of a business right. to focus on. And that was going very well up to COVID, pre-COVID. Yeah, oh yeah. And during COVID, I had a little bit of bandwidth to dedicate to new projects and find work to do because in California, we had a lot of downtime in California.
Well, to your credit, you found a bunch of ways to stay busy even in a state like California.
Yes. I mean,
you pivoted hard, and we've talked about that on the show. I'm giving you credit for not only what you did with the gyms, but even ancillary options on making, you know, revenue and the lack of revenue that could be in the gym business. So,
and it was the first time in 4 years that we weren't opening gyms. And so this little lull in my schedule had me looking deeper into how deep can I go with this.
Sure.
And another Iron Circle member, longtime friend and colleague, also has a chain of transformation centers. And I began to help her with her marketing during COVID while she's pivoting to online. And we're doing all of this crazy California fitness stuff.
Gosh, man.
And I'm just keeping my nose down, doing what's working for myself, doing what's working for Latasha. And one day you have a boardroom meeting here in Scottsdale, and we're going over action plans for the year to come. And I'm talking about some of the things I'm doing to survive. And frankly, that's what we did in California in 2020 and 2021. It was to survive. And I shared what I was doing, and you asked, do you think you can help a few more of the Iron Circle clients who need help with ads, traffic, funnel building, social media, any of the things that my team was supporting? And I said, I think we can handle a little more. And if you come full circle, that's where we're at today. We decided we'd bite off a little bit more and literally gate kept who we would support because I didn't want to become
that agency
went out there, planted their flag, made promises they weren't going to keep, and let people down. So we just quietly and slowly found the people who wanted the help, needed the help, worked with them, and then built a business entirely around providing the solution I wish I had 5 years ago.
And you nailed it, because we were in that boardroom, and I remember this specifically. We were like, we're going to do this, and we're going to like create the plan for whatever the next year was. We had a 4-quarter calendar. We had a micro, meso, macro plans. We had all these poles in the water. And then we all looked at each other and like, why are we the ones clicking the buttons? We're not at this table. I mean, we should be the visionaries in creating this plan, of course, but like to actually go and deploy and implement and deliver, we all just like, well, this isn't what we're supposed to be doing as owners. And we just decided that day, Matt, we'd love for you to kind of grow this thing. And for a while, it was going to be a split ownership type of thing with like several of the Iron Circle in there. And I just said at one point, I was like, this is getting too muddy.
Too muddy.
Like, Matt, here it is. You run. You've already got it already halfway started at that point. Just take it and run. And you did. And you've grown. How many employees do you have now?
I've got 24 remote employees across the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you've been running ads since that day for outside gyms, doing very well. I'll give you a quick plug. I mean, I you guys know that I can run our own ads. We've been running ads for years. And
you ran mine.
I ran some of Matt's back in the day.
That came full circle. Yeah.
And I'm like, look, there's no reason we should be running ads. If Matt's team can do it, let's just go ahead and have you do it. And there's really no agency I really trust out there. I mean, we've seen the other side of it too. So, you know, props to you for picking that up and that's a challenge for your team to come and do our ads. Cause I'm going to be looking at those all the time.
And that's a conversation for gym owners across the board too, because you know, you can get really stuck trying to figure out some of these things, you know, and we talk all the time, like the amount of tasks that fall on your guys' plate as a gym owner, you have to understand marketing. You have to understand the sales, the delivery. You don't have the luxury, typically, of just being able to outsource that from the start. And so a lot of people start by getting their feet wet, trying this stuff. But when you get to a certain point where you realize, you know, your time, your energy should be spent in other areas of the business, outsource this, right? And but finding somebody quality, an organization, an agency that you can trust, you can lean on, that's been difficult. I mean, like you said, we've tried dozens over the years. I mean, we've probably known, hell, nothing short of 50 different agencies over the, you know, since 2015 when we were in that game that they don't really bring much to the table.
And I'll piggyback on that. There was the agency that we tried, well before we're working with you, their ads weren't working. I said, well, run my ads, the ones that I always run. And they started running them. Like, man, these are great. And they basically took all of our ads and ran them for all the other gyms.
Their clients, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, that's a problem, right? And so when we work with you, we were like, yeah, happy to give the Iron Circle because we just give everything to the IC. So we gave you those ads, and then you've probably added, what, how many new style campaigns since then?
Oh, tons. I mean, we're testing never stops, period, full stop.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And I test with my money.
Yep.
Because I run gyms. And so the testing starts with what I do in-house. And then I move to the trusted people like you, Tim. Mm-hmm. I can't promise you that this is going to put 30,000 in new EFTs in your gym tomorrow. But I can promise you it worked for me.
Yep.
And if you're willing to give it a shot, let's try
it. And we always are willing to give it a shot.
You definitely are. Yeah. But we don't test on somebody else who's got, you know, their limited investment in marketing, and they come to us and they say, we need help.
Yeah.
That's not where we do the testing.
Right.
I'm always putting 20% of my marketing budget into something that just might not work, but might work.
But and might, yeah.
That's right. And so
it's admirable. I mean, especially being the one that others are leaning on for those results, to be able to come with something proven, some track record of, you know, history of, hey, this is working for me. And that's the thing about marketing, is it's always a test. It's always, you have to start with that in mind, right? You don't just flip a campaign on it's going to win no matter what.
Well, here's the kicker, right? Like, unless these agency owners own their own gym, they're coming up with an idea. They don't know it's going to work, and they're going to test it with your money,
yep,
not theirs, right? Yep. And so that's a big problem out there, I'd see. Like, I mean, how many agency owners really own gyms?
Or ever have.
Or ever have, right?
That's true.
And, you know, and Matt, something else you're doing, yeah, you're running ads, and we're talking about ads. We're talking about Facebook and Instagram, you know, kind of the foundation, but that's not all you're doing. You know, let's talk about all these other things you're doing, which is 10 times more than anything we've ever done, and you're bringing that to the table too.
Yeah, ads is what we have to do,
mm-hmm,
because I would call that the required. I haven't never talked to a gym owner. Well, I've talked to a couple of gym owners who don't want more leads, but every gym owner I've ever talked to wants more leads.
Yeah.
So I think that's our entry into the relationship, is we're gonna get you some traffic.
Sure.
But the reality of it is I like to really audit, What does your digital presence look like to the rest of the world? And we had the fun conversation about Uber this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your findability?
Yeah.
How does the World Wide Web see your local business? And what can we do to increase your findability? And there's so many layers, but it starts with this audit to see, what do you look like to the regular world? You run traffic, you buy traffic and leads and eyeballs, mm-hmm, and they're coming to a destination to investigate you after that. Mm-hmm. They're going to Google, mm-hmm, and they're going to your website. They're going to look all over, reviews and everywhere else. And a lot of people are like, just give me some leads. And we jump into that, and then the conversions aren't what they need to be. or the show up rates.
And we're talking specifically like a direct response campaign that where we're just leads. slapping people in the face trying to get them to buy today type of thing.
Because Facebook leads were the cheapest thing in town ever. Everybody thinks that still and say I need to buy some Facebook leads. Okay. You can do that. And you can have that backfire terribly.
Absolutely.
Because you can have the wrong address on your website and a bad link to how to contact you and call you. So we start with a comprehensive just audit and dig in. And the reason we start there is because I don't want to sell people something they don't need.
Sure.
If you need better findability on the internet, let's fix that before we run lead gen. So the layers to what we're doing is just a full stack agency full of who's that do all of the things around digital. And those things are search engine optimization, reputation management, video. I mean, video is the most underutilized piece of advertising we can do. Go back 10 years, 5 years, even 3 years. How would a local business, a mom and pop local gym, get their video into the world? TV. That's it. Full stop.
Yeah, I mean, if you had that kind of budget, right?
And if you wanted to reach people 20 miles away.
Maybe YouTube. They would throw some stuff on YouTube. Maybe.
Yeah. 3 years ago, no one's doing it. Even today, we're not seeing nearly as much as we should. You can target people in a 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile radius with something that shows the heart and soul of your business and your community. And it can't be copied and pasted. And it can't be replicated by somebody else. It's video.
Yeah.
And it's inexpensive.
Well, you said something there really important. You can't copy that, right? Because you can go to Facebook ad library and go copy anybody's ads.
Anybody in the world. It's impossible to protect.
Yeah.
Impossible to protect ad copy and creative in the fitness space. It's also impossible to replicate your community, your coaches, your mission, your value, who you are, what you stand for, and what you're against. So the team that I have, we're very aware of creating a brand identity in the marketplace. And if the client doesn't have it, sometimes that's what we have to start with, building a brand book. Mm-hmm. Who do you stand for? Who do you stand against? How are we going to get this message across in the next set of things you do? So we're lining up, you know, clients who have no identity, brand new, grand opening, and helping polish that up and creating that. And we're taking people who are already well-established like you and others and making sure that we spotlight just how incredible that is. But we do it with video editors, graphic designers, full stack developers, web developers, and a whole host of, you know, virtual agents, if you would, that you've worked with, Tim. Sometimes you can't keep track of all the names because adding people so fast, but that's been the problem. Nobody's been willing to go deep.
Yeah, they're willing to go Facebook ads or maybe even Google ads or whatever, or SEO is a third one, but they're not going to do the video creation, posting your social media content, writing emails, right? That's also something you do.
Absolutely.
Hell, you've even done follow-up calls with leads as part of your team, right?
Anything that needs to be done,
which is huge,
in a training gym, my team has to do it. The reason they have to do it is because I've still got six gyms in the marketplace that need all of these things. And so if I meet the needs of my gyms, I build systems and I install people to run those systems. And once I build the system, I can put more people to run the systems. So I've got this strategic advantage. I've got the lab, which is the gyms. Build around that. Build SOPs, systems, processes, and then add the people. And that has been working great. You know, multi-brand owner, like somebody like you or someone like Latasha, we can jump in and become a fractional CMO and really run start to finish. All of the creative, all of the design, all of the content creation, or if your needs are just get me found on the internet, get me 100 leads this month.
Yep,
we've got a program for that.
And before you start, I mean, you've not said no to too many things that people have asked, which is cool.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah, like, hey, will you build this thing? Yeah, we can do that. It's usually a yes. I mean, there's not. Have you said no to much? I mean, I'm sure you will.
I'm learning to, yes.
that's part of it. You know why? It's because he when he hears those ideas, he goes, oh, I could build a system around that, yeah. And then we all can win, right? Yep. And so, yeah, if it has legs, you can make it happen, which is nice. I want to touch on just before we move on from...
And I just want to add to that is you've given me a safe house to do that.
Yeah, right?
There's a handshake agreement here, which is I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. This is where we're at with this thing that you're asking us to try. Here's the risk. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to give it a try.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, I'm going to be the first one bringing the white flag out and saying that doesn't work. But it, without the trust, right, without you saying we're going to trust you to do this and, hey, Matt, we're not going to blame you if this doesn't work yeah. out. We've been able to say yes to things, but yeah. we're not doing it the wrong way where we're out there saying yes to something that's unproven and then making all of these fake promises to people.
Well, and you talked about the reputation management or like just going in and doing that digital audit first. You know, we've talked a lot about the variance of a single campaign across location to location. And it's not just the demo. It's not just, you know, the affluency of the area. You know, the reputation of the gym might be the largest differentiator that's unseen, unspoken about. You know what I mean? And we've talked about it on the show time and time again, where we've run the exact same campaign, same copy, you know, new imagery to match their brand and gym, things like that. And we've seen wildly different results. Well, that digital, you know,
reputation
marketplace
is... Marketplace
reputation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's your reputation to the marketplace, exactly. And that is the big differentiator that nobody else is talking about. Nobody else looks at. Nobody else, they're just, oh, you want me to run this? I'll take your money today. I'll do exactly what you asked me to. But the results are, you know, results may vary. They're not concerned about it.
Yeah, no, that's huge. And yes, we have talked about that. And we've never really been able to nail it down. And I think that's probably it, right? We always had that inkling like, yeah. hey, this is probably the reputation. And we can't really, it's really hard to go to a gym owner and say, your reputation in the market's shit. And that's why we can't get you wins over here. But that's typically the truth.
I mean, we've literally opened up websites and like, you know, the gym owner looks like a serial killer on his images or whatever, because it's just like, you know, they've been up there for 20 years and nobody's ever revisited and thought about like the impact that those things have in the marketplace. But that's exactly how you start the relationship. And to me, that's huge.
Well, and it's trial and error, no doubt about it, right? Because you get the feedback. And if you're listening to the feedback and you care, you want to solve the problem. And I've seen that time and time again where maybe we'll get great cost per lead for somebody, mm-hmm. but the people won't show up. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, and I won't say any names, real life names, but I'll give you an example. You run in a Fit After 50 campaign and your website says Elite Assassin Fitness.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And the ad worked. You got all this traffic. You got all these leads. And then those human beings with brains look you up. And they're like, yeah, Human Assassin Fitness. Like, Elite. Yeah. And they don't show up.
No congruency.
And we could get stuck in this, you know, your ads are working. No, they're not. It's like, hey, Tim, I want you to take a look at the customer journey here yeah. from the time they opt in to the nurture to what's reinforced when they go Google you and research you. And if there's a big giant gap and no one's willing to tell you there's a big giant gap, you're going to keep shoving money down the throat of right. Meta because it's supposed to work.
Hey, Tim Lyons here. Look, I know running a gym day in and day out can be a challenge. It's often hectic and stressful, but remember, you are not alone. And if you ever feel weighed down by the pressure and you're searching for a lifeline, we've got just the thing. I would love to invite you to our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program at winninggym.com/grow. Listen, it's designed to give you tangible results. It transforms your struggle into sustainable growth, and it is a game changer for so many gym owners out there. Again, that's winninggym.com/grow. Check it out, and let's turn those day-to-day challenges into triumphs. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Or even the systems that you have to back it up, right? Lead generation, that pretty much ends once that lead is generated. You have that name, phone number, and email address.
What are you doing?
I've been talking to gym owners, like Tim and I have been heavy about this because the Black Friday campaign that we're all working on. Like, gym owners do not value the list of leads like they should. It's incredible to me. Today's lead is today's lead. Tomorrow, it's dead to them if it doesn't go somewhere.
I think they value it. Well, I do. I think they value it, and I think the overwhelm of being a gym owner is probably the most unspoken thing. And sure. That's the heart and soul of what I'm doing with the Big Dream Weaver, you know, remote team and the mm-hmm. and the gym desk ads, is providing a relief valve to the fact that you can care, but you can't care equally about everything.
Sure, that's right.
And the leads that came in last week, you can't care about them as much as the leads that came in today, or the problem in the lobby, or the member who canceled, or whatever else it is. And the reality of it is, I think they care. I think capacity constraints are the biggest choke point on the gym owner. If they're trying to be the click funnel creator, they're trying to be the tech integrator, they're trying to be the all of the things, the coach, the visionary, the hiring and training, you know, their staff. Just pick the things you're going to fail at, because you're going to fail at least half of those things once your plate gets too big. And the follow-up's no different.
Yeah.
Tim created the CLA, has it been about 5 years?
For other gyms.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been running that here since 2009.
As a product, right? Bringing it to market.
Yeah, and about 5 years.
There was absolutely, for sure, nothing like automation or AI at that point. And I remember, I'm like, we got to put this thing in. We have a drip sequence, and we send out a blast.
One email and goes out, and that's it.
And that's the text. And we cared.
Well, I understand. We cared a lot. Yeah.
But we had capacity problems. In the CLA, you insert that, and suddenly you get this lift because you're no longer focused on that thing.
Yeah. And I think that was my point, is there's other things to focus on, right? And it is. I think you're right. It's a capacity. It's a bandwidth thing, but
they don't even have time to look at how many leads they have. That's my point.
My biggest issue is the lack of a system, right? And the CLA is a system. Lead generation should be you have a system. It's not just these one-off, like, let's just go see how this one does and then we're back to ground zero, right? It's a continual system that's in play always. And so when you install that system, it's not bandwidth on the gym owner at that point. The system's doing the bulk. When you can bolt those things in there, or bring in somebody outsourced that can handle a portion of a system, things change.
That's right. I personally think gym outreach is the hardest thing to do in the gym. Full stop. Now, there are Dave Benders stacking bodies who you get him a lead, you get him 10 leads. He loves
calling people. I mean, man.
He loves it. I've seen it. Like, this is the result when Dave Bender does it. This is the result when every other gym in America.
Props to Dave Bender for
big props.
He is his own type of assassin.
That's when it comes up. But the majority of gyms, I always say the heaviest weight in the gym is the phone.
Oh.
It's like you're picking up a 100-pound kettlebell and you just.
I hope you trademarked that one.
Can't lift it up. And so, to your point around testing, we're testing real life chat agents, right? People who can just respond to Facebook messages and Instagram messages. And I mean, real people. We'll test AI too, absolutely, 100%, right? But we're testing real life outbound callers who just go after the old leads.
Yeah, what
oldest
that,
leads.
That is like the worst feeling in the world, but they're doing it.
They're doing it. And, you know, I'll bring it to market when I've got data that supports that it's working. I've got early data right now.
Yeah.
I'm enthusiastic because my team at the gym is happy.
There you go.
Because I am not on them about how many calls they made. And I just made an announcement to them this week. It says, you're only responsible for calling leads during the first 24 hours.
Nice.
When the phone rings, when the inbound lead comes, and after you establish a relationship. Outside of that, our outbound team's going to take care of it, and they make 400 calls a day.
Crazy. Crazy.
You're not going to find somebody in a gym doing that.
And unlikely. Team is like,
of course.
Thank you, Matt. And that is the goal. Whether it's my team or you or another gym owner saying thank you, you took something off my plate so I can be the visionary entrepreneur, so I can be the beacon of hope in my community, so I can develop the next set of winners that come through here. That's the mission. And as you know, the plate's really full and there'll be new things coming into the plate. And so it's a lot of fun to get to that point where you can look at the manager of the gym or the owner of the gym and they're like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got gym owner after gym owner, and at least the ones that I see in the Iron Circle saying the same thing. Thank you. I know Jeff Larish is big, big fan. He's you've taken so much weight off of his shoulders because he was stressing out about that one thing, the outbound calls, for example, or the ads or whatever. And so, yes, you're an agency, but you're coming from a whole different, you're coming from right field, bringing in some of the services that you do. None of these other agencies are going to ever do that.
And I love the fact that the services we provide can help make people money.
Yeah, hell right? Yeah.
But if we're really being honest, you're buying your time back.
Right. Even more important.
And you talk about a guy like Jeff who's got all of these kids under 10 years old and multiple businesses. And mm-hmm. if he made the exact same amount of money that he did before he was working with us as he does now, but he got 50 hours a month back to be a better husband or a better dad or a better visionary leader, I'm pretty sure it's worth more than the money.
Oh, for sure.
I'm pretty sure it's worth more than the money. So we win, especially when the gym owners are at that point where this isn't just about ROAS. This just isn't about, I could get a dollar less per lead than you could. Maybe you could. You probably wouldn't be paying attention to your kids at dinner time tonight, but you might save a dollar a lead. Good for you.
Yeah.
We really win when the entrepreneur vision and goal is at a higher level and they understand how much support is worth to them.
Yeah. Well, and there's bandwidth that, that opens up bandwidth even within the business, right? A portion of that time can go back into being the visionary, being the forward thinker of that, right? One of the problems about being an owner is you're caught putting out fires in today's living in today's environment, right? And so you have a hard time future pacing the business because you're in it. You're doing today's work, and when you can get some of that fulfillment off of their plate.
And if I look at you guys, if you were still running ads, this wouldn't be where it's at.
Yeah.
No. Legacy wouldn't be where it's at. Iron Circle wouldn't be where it's at. You have to choose. You have to choose where your time is best spent. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
I'm glad he said it.
That's right. Don't you have that tattooed on your lower back?
That's exactly where I did it. Yeah, right there.
Just underneath. Just here. Lift the shirt up in the back.
Oh, yeah. You guys go take peek.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And it's probably a good place to end this podcast because, listen, gym owners, you're out there. You're doing all the things. We know it, right? We did it. You were doing it. That was the whole point of the creation of the agency side. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Randy's always hit it hard. It's like, hey, you guys don't value your time. You don't put a dollars per hour on your own time, which it should be the most valuable.
Absolutely.
Dollars per hour. You shouldn't be out there taking the trash out, mopping the floors, fixing the treadmill, or running your ads, right?
And it doesn't mean you can't. It just means you shouldn't. That shouldn't be your aspiration. That shouldn't be your goal. You don't brag that you saved $200, but you spent 4 hours repairing a treadmill. That's a loss as a gym owner. That's what I want you to value.
Or jumping in and taking training a class because you saved $20 because you don't want to pay the coach. Like, whatever. Like, that's not something to brag about, honestly. It means you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. You really are. Because here's the point. If you take all that stuff off of your plate, and you turn that into income-producing activities for the business, the visionary mission, the making more money, creating the marketing plan, then you're going to be way ahead. Just give it a month or two, not doing that other crap and putting your time and investment into the business. It changes everything, right? When the owners are clear and vision is clear, things move. The needle moves. But you've been there, and I've been there too. You're stuck in the mud and you can't, and you get so frustrated because you can't get the business moving forward. But then you look at your time and where you're spending it, it's on the stupid stuff.
Yep.
So listen, gym owners, I trust Matt with my own ads. I don't know how much more of a plug for Matt's team to do it. If Matt's here because he's willing and he's ready now to take on, because he's pushed this podcast off. I've been wanting to reveal behind the curtain who's running our stuff for us and the Iron Circle. But he's been like, hey, man, we're not ready. We're not ready. I don't want to take on. I don't want to, you know, and props to you, because most people be like, yeah, bring it on. It's been up until now. And this has been, what, a couple years now?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the main thing the main thing.
And so, you know, this is the magician behind the curtain that everybody's wondering who's running stuff for us. That's the plug that you guys need. And he's ready to take on more clients. And that's why he's here to kind of talk about it. So what is the best way to get in touch?
Well, first and foremost, I don't do sales calls. I'm not here to drop in your DMs and make you a
slide. Watch out for that friend request. Watch out for that friend request.
make a pitch to you. Yeah. If you've listened today and this has resonated with you, and if you're doing the things and you're really good at it, good for you, yeah. Right? Because there's a time and place where you got to. I wouldn't be able to teach these things if I didn't once do them. But if you're at that point where you're saying, I need help, and you know, the ending of Growth Summit with Mike Michalowicz, he says, if you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant. And if you're at that point where you can admit, I need to find the right who to do this, then go to gymdeskads.com/profit, register for a digital audit. And here's the thing, it's not gonna be free. It's going to cost you $299 for an audit, but that audit will go towards any service that you decide to do with us. But what it allows me to do is talk only to those people who are serious about their gyms, who want a blueprint for what their next move should be, and a no obligation, no high ticket, big pitch fest. Let's just go over where you're at today and see if we can help. And if we can't, it's going to be the best $299 you ever spent. And if we can, it'll also be the best $299. So it's gymdeskads.com/profit.
And we'll make sure that's in the show notes. Yep. We'll put that in the show notes, guys. Go do yourself a favor. At least get the audit done. You know, $200-$300. You were charging $599 at one point. So thanks for giving our listeners a deal. $299. Nothing. For what? I mean, you're going to learn something right off the jump and be able to fix it, because he's got the team to fix it.
There'll be a $5,000 fix inside of that $299 audit. You know, I hate to use the word guaranteed because people overuse that word, but I would be shocked if we can't find a way to instantly improve something about your digital presence from the audit and perhaps change your business forever.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it's not $5,000 to fix it. It's a value of $5,000.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody's like, whoa, five, I'm out. No, you're going to get a value of at least $5,000 was what he's trying to say. So Matt, thanks for flying in. It's about time. We've been talking about it for a long time. Thanks for being here.
We do get the whiskey shot here.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Oh, sure. Yeah,
it is 8:30 in the morning.
On a Saturday.
Awesome. So thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Tim.
All right, my man.
Thank you, Randy.
As always, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.